Yo, yo, yo. Welcome back to Caligo Podcast. Today we have our relationship segment. Is the official name 2021 of this segment of the podcast?
The segment is going to be Why Love Hurts. Why Love Hurts. You know what I'm saying? We get hit just like y'all do, ladies. So we want to talk about why love hurts. And they said we really just want to speak on, you know, our perspective, our barbershop talk on, you know, relationships with our women in our lives. And honestly, it was really, really interesting because at this point in time, all of us have very, very different perspectives and different type of relationships that we're in right now. So I said, why love hurts. And we definitely hope to eventually get a lot of lady callers in so we can have some conversations. And, you know, when's the last time you went with your man to the barbershop and you're part of the conversation? We want to hear from y'all and we'll give you our perspectives on it. And then we'll hopefully find middle ground because, you know, we love y'all just as much as sometimes we can hate y'all. So why love hurts.
Wow. I like it. Yeah. And like you said, we got married people. We got mm-hmm. single people. We got recently out of a relationship, newly in into relationship. You know how that go.
Oh, man, it burns, brother. It burns. It burns, my brother. It burns.
Yeah. Visions, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm blessed, family. How y'all feeling?
I'm feeling great. Good. So you know the name of the segment, Why Love Hurts.
Oh.
We going to want we yeah, gonna want some participation from everybody because one of the things that people are oftentimes be faking on is that men, we can get hurt too, you know. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of times, they don't show that as much in the media. Men right. in that vulnerable mode of like, God dang, this she just you know threw my plans completely off track. Like, I thought we was here, but oh Lord, I don't, you know, my whole plans, I got to go back to zero. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And I think the women's side is pretty, they elaborate on that a lot. Uh-oh, we got Tim and he, what's good?
Yo.
Hey, what's up? So just catch everybody up. We got the whole squad in the building. This is the Why Love Hurts podcast where, you know, we're saying fellas have barbershop talk about a lot of the things in our lives that, you know, can cause us much pain and much happiness, which is our women, man. So we're talking about the ladies and our relationships and our point of views. And, you know, definitely towards the end of every segment, we're going to have an opportunity for ladies to call in and have a conversation. They said, last time you went with your man to the barbershop, ladies, when were you a part of the conversation? You usually chilling there. We actually want to get your input on a lot of our perspective, and hopefully we can find middle ground, man, because the thing is, as much as we love y'all, we hate y'all. So with that said, it's good to have all the fellas in the building. And, you know what I'm saying, we're going to start Miles. Miles, they said, you're the leader of the misfits, obviously married, you know, for the most part, good-hearted brother. You know, was there any type of relationship, you know, conversation you wanted to have going into 2021?
Of course. I'm married. I always got a relationship. You know what? I think it's understanding that, like, even if you've been with somebody for a long time, understand that if both of y'all give each other room to grow and change, that you can grow with each other then. But if you don't give each other space to grow and change and allow that, like me and my wife call it allowing our taste buds to change. You know, like how when you a kid, you love some sweet candy and stuff and this, that, and the third. But like as you grow up, you like, you know, let me go get the broccolini. You feel me?
man.
You know?
Yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah, wow, man, that's a crazy topic, because it just made me think about you know my own situation, and it's just like you know because you have those growing taste buds, you can also grow apart, right?
100%.
And you know I think about people that are married and things like that. It said does that relationship start to grow apart while you're married as well? And what's the link back to one another? Because that was the part that, you know what I'm saying? Shorty started growing in a certain direction. I was just like, well, you got to go ahead.
Okay, this is what happens.
All right.
So when you grow apart, because you're going to, because y'all are two humans, and there's no way on earth, even if you get married and sign that piece of paper and you tell God that you really, really love her, it doesn't matter. At some point, y'all going to grow apart. I don't care what you say, because 8, 9, 10, it may take you 10 years to grow apart, but at some point you will. And when you do, the only thing that's going to save the marriage is, were you equally yoked? Is this person a true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ? Because if not, this thing is ending in divorce. Guaranteed.
So God got to also be the center of the relationship, too.
Has to be.
So technically, it's a menage a trois. Yeah. I couldn't wait to use a word like that, bro. It's the only French word I know.
So wait, I'm curious. So why is it God? Is that just because
you don't trust us?
The writings of the Bible, it teaches us how to, you know, push through tough times?
I wish it was that simple.
Is it a bonding thing? Or what's up? Like, I'm curious why.
Okay, this is why. In my marriage, I believe it's God, because I can pray something to God and he'll deliver the message to my wife. And I won't even have to confront or tell her. Hey, and I know people
I can second you on that, brother. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry to interrupt, bro. But I just got to say something. Like, me and my lady will be arguing, and then as soon as we pray, everything just good. I don't know what it is, but you hit it right on the head with that one, bro.
Yeah, and if you're not willing to pray and change the atmosphere, people don't understand, man. Arguments when you marry can go on for weeks and months and years. So if you don't start nipping stuff in the bud with prayer and, like, bringing y'all spirits to that, even that yoke vibe, if you can't sustain in being equally yoked, then you are going to eventually tear apart, and that's going to lead to divorce.
So what types of things are you praying for? Like, Jesus, just please let this chick stop getting on my damn nerves. Is that something like that?
I believe it gets there. Definitely does, you know what I'm saying? But I think more so, I'm praying for her development, you know? Because I know if she develops, she gonna get right on my page, because I'm developing in the direction of Christ. So if she's developing in the direction of Christ, if she develops, then we're getting closer together, you know. But I think you have to know what that woman's life path is. But to know that, you have to know what your life path is to even be able to look at her and say, okay, you can come along because you align. If you don't know your life path enough, you can't even determine whether that woman aligns with you. Mm. You know?
Mm-hmm. That's a whole lot of demons out there. Dang.
Yeah.
And I took that leap at 24. I was like, this woman aligns with my life path, and she truly understands everything that is going to, well, she didn't understand everything, but I truly believe she had the heart to work it out, you know, and she showed through 5 years of dating that, you know, she was solid.
Hey, that's big.
But we started when we was 19. Like, I believe if I was a grown man and I had my stuff together, it wouldn't have took that long. But I had to go through some stuff, you know what I'm saying? And how she rode with me when I had money, when I lost money, when I was up, when I was down, I was like, oh, she's here for me. Even though I'm pursuing my purpose, she's not slowing me down from that. She's just saying, let me be something stable while all of this is going on for you. You know, and develop my own thing so that I can be a helpmate and add something to you. So I was like, oh, you get it.
Right.
You can come on and ride with me then. We good.
As I said, when you say add something to you, that really, wow, man. Sometimes people add stuff to you. Sometimes people take stuff away from you, man. And, you know, you said, I guess you're saying in the Bible, it gives us that foresight. Because the thing is, man, I didn't see it, man. I didn't see it, man. It wasn't, you know, it was subtle. But for me, man, it was definitely subtraction. And then, you know, I didn't realize it until I had, like, you know, moved on and did my thing. And only a few months in, and it's just like, wow, that does affect, you know, you as a man, right? They said she added something to you, and she added the right things to you. And, you know, I said that maybe that is the one you're supposed to marry. And until you find that, you know, you just keep on, you know, sticking and moving. So,
well, right. See, the Bible also says a man who finds a wife finds a good thing. A lot about what's happening is a lot of women are finding men. And that's the first problem. Because if you find her because she's been marketing herself to you, I feel like it's almost cheating. You know, it's like, I'm going to present everything I know you like right now, but truthfully, I'm not going to lead with who I really am first. And that's leading a lot of dudes away these days, because women are leading with everything great up front. They giving you the sex, they giving you the looks, they in the gym, they doing all this. But then when you start asking about, hey, how much debt you got? Oh, whoa, wait. It's like, wait a minute, don't look how good I look, right? Look at the body. And I'm like, nah, how much you owe on this? Well, what's this?
What is a credit score?
You know, do you like being in abusive relationships? You know, like, did your last man beat you? What am I dealing with here? You know, like, you can't just look at somebody and be like, oh, she fine. She's coming with demons, you know? And is she equipped to fight her demons? Because if she like being out there in them streets, there's nothing you can do to help her.
Straight up.
And if you can't come up, because a lot of dudes get conned because these women are very, very amazing with that fake femininity where they can make you feel like the man, take you up and drop you. I'm telling you. And when you lose with that woman, what you really find out is that it was all fake. She really wanted to just use you up and take you for what you had, but you couldn't see it because it felt so good at the time, you know?
Man, you took it straight to the streets, bro. I said, I wasn't even talking about them type of women, because them is the type of women that we don't even pay attention to, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, they try to pose themselves as, you know, good God-fearing women. So it's important. I like that you brought that up, because they will try to hide, you know what I'm saying, in sight. So you got to keep your eye out for them all day.
Because they can present that package.
But I feel like that's easy to spot, you know, the ones that disguise themselves. You're right. But it's easy to spot the lowest of the low, right? They promote certain things, and they selling certain things, and they move a certain way. It's almost like a smell. I don't know how to tell y'all, man, but like kind of doing the single thing, you can almost smell it on it, bro. This is just like, you know what I'm saying? You can feel somebody's energy before you, you know. I'm talking about the ones that are good women, but they're not supposed to be, we're not supposed to be together. I'm speaking on that. I'm speaking on the ones that are, you know, they just, you're not supposed to be together, right? It said that was more where I was speaking on, man. But I think it's really easy to spot those that are bound to that, you know?
If you're vulnerable, it's different.
So wait a minute. You mean to tell me you found a good woman, completely good in all her ways, and you let that woman go?
Well, I think that she was good, but she wasn't good for me. Does that make sense? I don't know how to say that.
No, it doesn't.
I found a woman that was really, really, you know, interested in certain things, and she was a workaholic, like I was a workaholic. But I in my opinion, I feel like the reason that we aren't together wasn't because of, you know, I think it was because I started to move in a different light, you know, and I started to pray more, and I started to believe in certain things more, and she wasn't prepared for that journey with me, and pulled away from that. So my situation might be a unique situation, but you know,
no, you it's It sounds like you became unequally yoked.
See, you didn't. You got to set your intentions in the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, think about it. You shouldn't. Well, I've learned from Miles that you shouldn't even entertain a woman if she is not God fearing. You see, Lucifer has done a real task on women, and he is. I'm pretty sure y'all can see that. Like, there's been a lot of role reversal in society now today.
Mm.
You know, you got a lot of submissive men, and you got a lot of dominating women, and that's not how it's supposed to be. You see, Lucifer has destructed God's order within the relationship and within the home. You see, you got a lot of men that say, oh, you know, mom wear the pants or mom run the house, even when there is a mother and a father in the house. And I learned this from, you know, a sermon I was watching by Pastor Darby. And he explains how, you know, women have to learn to love us. And they can only learn to love. Like, women don't love us in the way that we love them. And they don't love us in the way that we want to be loved. And that's because when God created Adam and Eve, you see, when he created Eve for Adam, Adam was like, you know, this is it. You know, like, he admired Eve. Like, all he needed was Eve and his work, you know, tilling the Garden of Eden. And Adam was, he was good. But you see, Eve had a different motive. Eve was mesmerized by the apple. She wasn't content with Adam in the garden. She wanted power. And that's women's inner drive. That's why women are never, that's why women always busybodies. They can never just sit down and, you know, just be peaceful and be cool. Their mind always running. This is why they always talking. Because they all, this is just how they are. And when he cursed Eve and he cursed, you know, when he gave Adam specific curses, he gave Eve specific curses. And the specific curses that he gave to Eve, that a lot of women, you could just talk to women nowadays. Like, you just ask a woman to submit. She's like, ugh, I'm not listening to no man telling me what to do. You see what I'm saying?
So that, I want you to keep going, brother, because you're going in right now, and we head to a certain place. I don't know where we headed, but I'm with you.
Yeah.
But I wanted to make this clear, because the thing is, you have two brothers that he's speaking to about Heme, Miles, and, you know, Tim, I don't know too much, but I know that for me and Mr. Visions, we didn't grow up with this stuff, right? We weren't raised, we were around it, but we weren't, you know, we weren't praying every single day. We weren't going to church every single day. We weren't, you know, reading the Bible every single day. So the thing is, we're coming into this fresh. So the thing is, how could I have taught her? So the thing is, it wasn't drama and things like that. But the thing is, when I started to learn, how could I teach her when I didn't know how to do that for multiple years that we was in a relationship together? Because the thing is, I think that was where it was flawed. And to speak back to what Miles was talking about, you have to find someone that's already, you know, versed in that. But if you are also not versed in that, then you're not even going to know what to look for and how to look through it. You
absolutely
know what I'm saying? So that, yeah.
Right.
So,
absolutely. Yeah, man.
That's why the divorce rate is where it is.
What is about? About 70-30?
Probably. Because marriage isn't based on a true covenant with God no more.
Nope.
You know, it's based on some other stuff now.
Tax write-offs.
Tax write-off, right.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Vision, Tim, y'all want to speak on that?
What, tax write-offs? Yeah, I'm trying to get me some. Shoot, I'm trying to pay $750 like my man Trump.
But see, that's why God, when he specifically cursed Eve, he said that, you know, your husband shall have dominion over you, you know, because Eve was the one who was primarily deceived for the power. Eve wasn't content with what God had given them. You see what I'm saying? And he also said that your desire should be for your husband, not desire. That this is why women, you know, even when you are together, women be like, oh, let's go on vacation. You know, they always just want to do something. When us guys, we just cool with chilling in the house and watching movies all day. And yeah. So, you know, this is why, you know, when Miles say you want to be equally yoked, you want to make sure that she's a God-fearing woman, because that means she's not going to break down. She's not going to break that order. She's not going to make your life more complicated. She, like Miles said, she's going to add to your life. She's going to be a help. And then especially, you know, when y'all have children, she's not going to be the one to start arguments, or she's not going to be the one to try and, you know, control you in front of your kids and stuff like that. And, you know, I mean, that's just where it starts. So you definitely want to get a woman who, you know, believes in Jesus, and, you know, she believes everything about Jesus. She's also not a, you know, a progressive Christian. She's like, oh, I'm gonna follow these rules, but I'm not gonna follow these rules. Like, no.
Can I tell you one more thing that you should look for too in a woman?
Please do.
Yeah, go ahead.
One more thing you should look for when you're looking for a woman.
All right, I'm back, Phillip. My bad.
Is this my best friend? Is this a best friend candidate?
I mean, explain, brother. I need details.
I think I understand perfectly. If you can't kick it with her,
okay,
then she can't kick it.
She gotta be cool with your friends. You gotta be cool with her friends. Like, you gotta really see this as like, this person is about to become a part of every circle and group that I frequent. And she gotta be your homie where you willing to, if somebody fall out with her, it's like, oh, you tripping. This best friend. I'm rolling with her. You feel me? Like, so that's what you gotta be weighing too at the same time. So if she hang around with a bunch of birds and dumb people and stuff, that's not even somebody you should even entertain. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just for the basics.
Because she gonna let them influence her mind more than what you influence her mind. She's supposed to follow you. You supposed to lead her. And that's why I'm saying you really gotta talk to, you know, your lady friend and be like, look, you know, if we getting together, I'm the head of you. You gotta trust me and know that I'm always making the best decision for both of us, not just for me. Cause, you know, women, it's hard for them to understand. Like, they are way more selfish than we are as dudes.
Yes.
Like, they and they don't see it. And they don't understand. They won't understand unless they know God.
Hey, let y'all know the phone lines are blowing up. the system is running down right now, unfortunately. There's a mob of women outside the shop. Oh man. Team, we gotta make sure my man get a hotel or something tonight. Don't go home, bro.
Oh no, nah, I'm good. My girl understands. She
Oh man, thank goodness. Well, you know what? Unfortunately, mine didn't, bro.
Yeah, you know, Hema attest to this. I'm always a proponent of telling your woman exactly how you feel. You know, like, I don't play the sugarcoat game, because if you sugarcoat now, nigga, you're gonna turn into Haagen-Dazs.
But look, so. I've learned though that especially when your woman getting on your nerves, like, you can't get angry with them. Because if you get angry with them, like, women are like a reflection of you. So all they're going to do is throw it back at your face. And then then you're not getting nowhere. So it's when they get in on your nerves, you gotta let them know, like Miles said, but you got to be like it's in a way, it's like you got to simp. Like, you got to be like, you know what, babe? Like, you just hurting me. And she'll be like, I don't know what it does, but it just... It's like you talking to him like a girl, but they just be like, oh my gosh, I never knew I was making him feel like that.
So I want you to know, bro. I want you to know, bro. You said everything perfect except what you called it, because you said it. So listen to what this is, though. So simp, right? Simp is somebody that got to throw money or throw certain things or throw, you know, worldly. You know, a simp is somebody that just basically got to, like, use certain tactics for affection and stuff like that, right? But the thing is, a simp is also somebody that's going to get loud and it's going to be, like, emotional and, you know what I'm saying? It's like, what you doing? I don't check your phone.
No, you don't gotta do none of that. You just gotta be straight up.
Well, no, I'm saying now the word that you use, brother. The thing is, what's the other side of a simp?
Well, yeah, it's branded. Oh, a pimp.
No, bro. Listen to how you said it, though, bro. So just let y'all know, man. It's not like in a disrespectful way. I'm trying to make sure y'all get the image that I saw. Because my man said, well, she get loud. You don't match her intensity. You're not a female, bro. Hey, what you yelling about, sweetheart? What you doing?
Yeah, like you gotta get soft. Right, and she'll be like,
you know what, just chill. You know what I'm saying? I got you. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I'm just telling you what I know. Come here. You know what I'm saying? Let me. So it's a difference between the simp and the pimp. So let's make sure we don't do no simping on this side over here.
I want to admit something, because I actually just learned it. I will admit that. I just learned that.
What you learn, bro?
How you gotta talk to him exactly? Because like, no, don't yell at me because I hopped on my phone instead of saying good morning. You know what I'm saying? Like that. I don't yell at me. I don't yell at you, so don't yell at me. And I feel like, you know, what I'm saying? I get loud and shit, but that's considered being emotional, not logical.
Yeah, because if you like he ain't saying. Let you go ahead and get loud with her. The courts, the law, everything is in her favor for her to go above and beyond anything you could think of if you start with that. You know, so it's like, that's not how you get through to a woman. You get through to a woman by being stern, and what you say is really your law, and you walk away, and that's that. And it's like, what you going
to do? And the thing is, it's not even about taking it to the court system, brother. You just match someone's energy. The thing is, you allowed her chaos or her negativity or whatever situation that is bothering her. She can't communicate it in the right way. You allowed that to affect who you are. You're not somebody that's boisterous. Like I said, my man said everybody be doing all this movement, but for real, the manliest of men be chilling. They be cool. They be calm. They be collected. I'm not gonna start yelling because you're yelling. I don't panic under pressure. You know what I'm saying? And depending on if that woman, you can get her back to following your ship and not, you know, her burning ship that's going crazy. You know what I'm saying? But if you match her intensity, you just became a female in that moment.
And listen to this, Auntie. Most of the times, the girl go completely crazy and you let her go off and you know, keep it 100. When she come back, she coming back like, oh, baby, you know I was playing. You know I be doing too much, and you know that's
I be tripping. You know I had a long day, and I just love you because you calm me down. You just get me right back to who I am. Yeah, because I'm not who you are. I'm not a female. I'm not going to get loud with you. I'm not going to go back and forth with you. That's a waste of my energy. The thing is, what I'm going to tell you, like my man said, what it is. But I can tell you, like an adult. I don't have to yell it to you. I don't have to put my hands on you. I don't have to, you know what I'm saying? A lot of these men, unfortunately, react emotionally. And I can't remember the last time I used emotions outside of the sports world. My thing is, name one time that you reacted emotionally and you yelled at your girl. And the thing is, all you showed her was that you was as feminine as her. And you was out of control and out of, you couldn't control your emotions. The thing is, women have emotions, and they have way more emotions than us. So if you can't even control yours, you just gave her an excuse not to control hers.
Exactly. You know what I'm
saying? So it's, you know what I'm saying? That chaos, man, that chaos, it feeds off of, you know, chaos.
And I'm hard-headed, so I just had to learn that shit the hard way. That's all it was.
Yeah. Mm. It happens. It happens. To the best of us, trust me. It's happened to for all sure. of us. You know, like, I was very emotional in relationships when I was young. And I look back and I go, dang, I could have handled that so much more different. Mm-hmm. If I would have just been calm, cool, and collected. And it's like, you look back and you're like, dang, I clown myself so many times, not really understanding the nature of a woman, you know? Mm-hmm. And then once you understand their nature, you understanding their nature does nothing for you. The only thing you can ever truly understand is your nature and be completely in control of that, you know?
Exactly.
Everybody got real quiet there. I was like, yep, I remember that moment when I found that shit out.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one, bro, because the thing is, like I said, man, it's big up on energy, bro. Like I said, bro, I had a great day today. Why am I tripping out at 6 o'clock at this restaurant that I ain't even really wasn't tripping off of going to in the first place? Like I said, you got to understand women have their own methods and their own reasons and things like that. And we have to understand that as men, if you are masculine, you are never going to understand it anyway. You know what I'm saying? You'll never understand it. You just have to be able to look through some of the nonsense and some of the moments and things like that and see what type of woman you're dealing with too. Because the thing is, if you can't get her back to her calm or peace or things like that, maybe she's just not at that position where she needs to be in a relationship. So, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So I don't think everybody's evil. I don't think everybody's bad, but not everybody's prepared. Yeah. And, you know, like I said, if you get into bed with her, like my man said, she looking good. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you, the thing is, I can't remember last time I went on like more than 3 dates before having sex. Like it was like 1 day, 2 date. And I'm like, okay, I kind of like what she's talking about. She looked good. All right, straight to it. And, you know, you get a little bit older and you get into different environments. And then the thing is, you don't even remember some of the shorty's names. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Thinking about like how innocent, you know, children are and how easy it is to fall off the path because, you know, you're closer to God when you're younger. Something, you know, that's, I think that's in the Bible too, right? And the further you get away from it, we get involved with focusing on things that don't really matter in yeah. His world. Yeah. But they matter so much in our world. Mm-hmm. So you know what I'm saying? It's an interesting dynamic, man.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Tim, dynamic. You gonna chime in? Anything you got on the subject?
Man, you know, I was just listening, man, and I was just kind of thinking about how that related to me, man. And I just kind of had this like, oh shit moment, like a little bit. Just cause like, so, you know, y'all talking about not raising your voice and stuff like that when you get into it with your girl. And I was thinking about how I was when I was younger versus now. And it's weird. I feel like I'm going in reverse. Like, I was never the arguing type my whole life with guys nor girls. You know what I'm saying? That just was never my thing. Like, even with guys, if I had a dispute, before I start arguing, I'm probably just going to throw hands for real. You know what I'm saying? So I never developed that arguing skill for real. So even when I was younger, you know, I just tried to, like, talk things out. But I think, yeah, maybe because the girl I was talking to at the time, we, like, always – well, she would like always snap and like get loud and I'd be calm. And I'm like, hey, trying to calm her down. And she'd just be acting out. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. I couldn't figure out why. But then eventually, you know, it gets old. And I got to the point where I was like, well, damn, I ain't gonna just be taking this shit. You know what I'm saying? So then I started snapping on her ass. And then that actually stopped it. And it was the craziest thing ever because it was like she had been doing this for so long and I kept telling her, like, look, the only reason I'm not getting loud with you is because I don't want to talk to you like this. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You're trying to act like I'm a punk or something, but you know I'm not. So I don't know why you're doing this.
And it gets, you know, it's
but you know, can I speak to her? Can I speak to her real quick?
It's not the first time. It's always like the eighth or the ninth time that we always like gets us frustrated. Cause like we talking about the same thing or we, you know what I'm saying, repeating yourself mm-hmm. or some shit like that.
But they raising their voice, you know what I'm saying, yelling.
Yeah,
and bro, I can't even hear you yelling at me.
When you match the intensity, bro, and I want to keep this 100 with y'all. What is usually what happens behind? You know, you argue when she gets you out of your element. Y'all go back and forth, and then you mad at her and everything like that. And then of course she come back and say, "Baby, I'm so sorry." Da 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 da. Y'all usually have sex after that, right? The thing is, I don't know about y'all, but in my situation, it used to turn shorty on, bro. Like mm-hmm. when I matched her energy, it turned her on.
But see, that's chaos. Chaos loves.
Yeah, right.
It loves mm-hmm. that. You feel me? And we can't feed chaos because chaos will end up consuming us mm-hmm. as men.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do that. So, like you said, Tim, I don't think, like, it makes sense that it stopped when you did raise your voice, but I feel like the worst problem that I would have is that you dealing with somebody that you feel like you have to raise your voice with.
Yo,
that's what I'm more
concerned about. No, agree, man, because now I feel like, honestly, I feel like now I've gotten into a habit of, like, my first reaction goes to that now when it wasn't the case before. You know what I'm saying? And I gotta, like,
she programs you. Yeah, you gotta reprogram yourself back to your original state, which is non-confrontational, because that's the logical move. You know what I'm saying? Because you can sit back and see if you don't get crazy with somebody, it's easier to tell how often they getting crazy, because you like, dang, you just went off this time, and you know, then you went off this time, then you like, wait a minute, it's her. She gotta go.
But look.
She's crazy.
This one big thing that you said, Tim. This is one big thing that you said, bro. You said you were always calm, and that's how you always been. And she got you to become that you've never been, bro.
Yep.
That's why she got quiet. She said, "Oh, I got him." Boom.
Yep. I turned his nature.
I control him. I just wanted to see if he did. He I only gave him. What did T say? I got him on the eighth try.
She got me
that's a week.
On like the 100th try, man. She was acting a damn fool.
Hey, 365, bro. She said, you know what? I really like this dude. I'm gonna control him. I really like this one. So you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna put in a year.
Hey,
and a half.
Quick question though. Did it get worse every time it happened?
Did what get worse?
Did the argument like
it escalated? Yeah.
Like the intensity, I would say. At first, it might have just been like, maybe. Oh, just expressing feelings, but then it got like disrespectful after a while.
I mean, in my opinion, if you was asking me, I could be a slightly more sensitive guy. I don't know, but I feel like it was definitely getting like disrespectful before then, but like nothing like crazy, I would say. Like, ain't nothing, like, crazy happened between, like, we never put our hands on each other, you know. Ain't nobody, you know, cuss out nobody mama, talk about nobody parents or nothing. I mean, it wasn't.
It still has some.
Yeah. And you know, I couldn't.
Say it doesn't necessarily come from an all-bad girl,
say
you know.
What?
It don't have to be. Bad, it doesn't make her all bad girl, right? Maybe she's just a lost
you know
one. You know what I'm saying? Maybe she just,
you know, I was saying? Just thinking about it too. So like, okay. She had an ex before me, right? But like a year or two before me. And apparently he had cheated on her. And
she brought that
dude,
back.
Yes. And so look, it's crazy. So like I didn't understand exactly what was going on. I was just confused because I'm like, why are you tripping on this little shit? You know what I'm saying? And then it didn't hit me until now when I was thinking about myself. You know what I'm saying? And now my initial reaction is to snap, especially when I'm dealing with her. You know what I'm saying? And now that's my initial reaction. And then I had like a small revelation and I realized, I'm like, oh snap, she was acting that way with me, but those reactions weren't for me. You know what I'm saying? That was baggage from her ex that whole time. But I don't think we really took it like that. She seemed like it wasn't that big of a deal, but I think it was a much bigger deal than she thought.
She had a soul tie that she hadn't completely renounced in her spirit realm. You know, that's a part of it too, because everyone that we lay down with and we have sex with, we're acquiring a part
of it. Well, she was actually supposedly a virgin. Yeah. But I mean, I'm sure they did I mean, virgin things, you know. I don't know.
Well, I mean, bro, it wasn't about her being a virgin. It's that her dude cheated on her. She just didn't trust. You know what I'm saying? And, you know.
She sustained, what is it called? Like, emotional trauma?
PTSD.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's seeing stuff where it ain't really happening no more. Like, she might have really been through this and saw all of those text messages and everything. And then now, every time she see your phone, she having, you know, withdrawals. Like, oh my God, is that the girl he cheating on me with? And did he change her number? And, you know, is she the Pizza Hut calling? And, you know, she's driving herself absolutely crazy. And she's taking it out on you like you did something. And it's like, I didn't do anything. Your old man did.
Exactly.
You know? But see, this all goes back to, you know, the authority and the control that God gave me. And this is why you're supposed to see these red flags all in a woman before you even commit to her. That's why you're supposed to see, you know, if she on the same path that you want before y'all even, this why you're not supposed to fornicate. Because you can get lost in the sauce, if you know what I mean. And you steady putting up arguing with her, you steady putting up, you know, disagreements and whatever in between, just because you steady trying to get in them pants at the end of the day. And Jesus said it is better for a man to be alone than with a quarrelsome wife. And so that's why it's important to, you know, really analyze where her head at and ask her questions about, like, look, are you going to follow this God-ordained order so that we can have peace in our relationship? And we can do things, and we can be happy, we can laugh, and, you know, eventually get married and stuff like that? Or are you just going to bring strife into my life? Are you going to bring arguments? Are you going to try to control me? Are you going to try to mother me? Are you going to try to, you know,
compete with
be this independent and try and call the shots and all this stuff? You know, because that, I mean, that, it just leads to that. You know what I'm saying? And then the arguing and stuff, like, that just, like how Chris said, that'll lead to them having sex. She's just causing you to sin. You see, like, you're literally losing your control over a woman. You have a woman controlling you, and you don't even know it.
No.
Pulling the strings.
And she know what she doing. And, bro, they so smart. They know what they doing.
I know exactly what the fuck they doing.
They know exactly what they doing, bro. And they'll never admit it. You'll be like, why are you doing this? Or what do you want from me? Or why do you keep doing it? And they'll act completely oblivious. They'll blame it on something that don't got nothing to do with you. And you'll be like, well, why are we arguing about this if this don't got nothing to do with me?
Want day night.
And I'm telling you, bro, and it could be because, you know, they may have been fornicating before they got with you, and they could just be like, oh, you know, I just want some D, and you like, well, I can't give it, you know, I'm not allowed to do that until we get married. And so until you start maturing and showing me that you actually ready for a relationship, like, I can't deal with you, shorty.
See, man, and that's the thing is, like, that's so you can always tell the brothers that, you know, were on the path and they had certain people in, or certain environments in their lives to have them on the path. And you tell the brothers that was out there in the field, like definitely, bro, I was so far gone, bro. I'm still so far gone. If y'all knew where I had started and where I'm at right now, y'all be like, wow, this brother was out there, man. And it's, you know, it comes back to, you know, what environments that you have and what environments that you keep. That doesn't mean that you came from a bad household. Remember, I had a household that had two parents, you know what I'm saying? And they actually were raised in the church. And unfortunately, something happened upon their path, and they just didn't have that same structure and foundation in our household. And it was still positivity. It was still love. My mother and father love us to death. They only been married once. Like I said, it's like the Rudy Huxtables, you know what I'm saying? But without God, did I have the vision to see what I was heading towards, or what type of lifestyle I was heading towards, man? Because the thing is, there's so many different types of things going on. We talk about relationships and all that, but we can talk about men just looking at explicit content and OnlyFans and like dudes falling in love with like images and it's that's starting to get like crazy. I'm like, at least go old school with it and get something out of it, bro. Like, dudes has got dolls and all kind of like, you know what I'm saying, shit getting real, real crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's to the point where, you know what I'm saying, like I said, those images and stuff like that are just being sold. You know, and it's just to me, I'm sitting back and I'm like, man, y'all simping, bro. This ain't simping, bro. This is not it. This ain't for me. You know, most of the time I'm sitting there like, yo, bro, maybe I'm supposed to be born in the 90s because the chicks I'm idolizing, man. I don't know, man. They're not looking like they are getting a lot of attention these days. So I don't know, man. And I'm not trying to say that I'm very, very early in my journey, bro. So the thing is, just for me to be like, hey, we ain't gonna speak on that unless we want to speak on that. But I'm at a certain point where I'm actually just starting to get the vision, and maybe I will get to that point where I won't have to like go out here and beat on some cheeks and stuff like that. So you know,
but right. It is, man. And I think we have to acknowledge that everybody's gonna have where they at with God. It's just You're never gonna hear us tell you it's okay, because truthfully, every time you do that, you're doing unspeakable wickedness to yourself that you just don't understand. That's all. That's all that's really going on.
Wicked, 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 wicked. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, and the world not gonna tell you the truth. They're gonna be like, yeah, keep doing it. It's all good.
Yeah, keep rocking out. Yeah, keep like rocking I told out, my man.
We stopped having sex last year. I told her, you know, ever since, you know, I got saved, you know, I definitely am leading us in a way that, you know, I never even thought I would do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think I've had sex since, like, last year of our... But, you know, basically, it's like to gain your control back as a man, especially, you know, with women, you know, you just got to put God first. You got to be like, what's more important, God or some cheeks? What's more important, God or, you know, or getting drunk tonight with my buddy? What's more important, God or whatever other sin you're thinking about doing, or you're not even sure that is sin? You see what I'm saying?
Because think about it. If you're doing something that's completely against the word of God, then that means you're giving your life force and energy to do the will of the devil blatantly instead
for your own pleasure.
Because everything you're going to do to sin is going to cost you time, energy, money, all of these things. So that means all of those things that God gave you to live with, you about to go
and it's for your own pleasure.
For the devil. For your own pleasure. You about to spend that life currency, that life coin on yourself instead of on God.
Hey, so I got to speak to this because the thing is, obviously, Tim and my man Visions, they panicking right now, bro, because when y'all told me that, I was sitting there, I was like, yo, that can't be in the Bible. Like, bro, this can't be the life of a single man out here, bro. At least you get the snuggle and cut. I don't get none of that, bro. I'm sitting here like, hey, I'm taking shorty. I'm doing this. And you know what I'm saying? So I started understanding, though. Miles said, bro, it's hope for you, because the thing is, you're not like just some overnight project. Like I said, God is backing you. And he's like, hey, I'm going to teach you at the pace that I need to teach you at, because I will say he's working on me slowly, and certain things that I would entertain, I don't even entertain anymore. But it's still a journey, right? It's not going to be some over thing where you're just going to go from, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about like knocking something down 7 days a week, wilding out, doing this party, going here, going to this event, everything like that, to, you know what I'm saying, really, really starting
we'll
to
see
how your energy is being used. It's honestly being wasted. Right, and how much your attention is going to things that's not keeping you on your purpose. And we could go back to talking about the loss of money and things like that, and women that add to you and women that subtract from you. Because the thing is, you laying up under the shorty for 7 days a week, you could have been working out, you could have been working on your business, you could have been investing in yourself, you could have been focusing on what God's purpose for you was, but you was over here BSing. So you got to take what comes on the back of that, because the taxes come to get collected. You know what I'm saying? There's always a tax for the energy that you're using, whether or not you get it from him or you get it, you know, subtracted by shorty. So I will say this, it's not just like some just go out here having fun with anything and everything. But
we'll see, Chris. You can't say it's shorty. You got to say Satan. You know what I'm saying? You can't sugarcoat. That's see how I was talking about Haagen-Dazs? See, you just tried to add some sprinkle on it. Either you gonna follow God or you're gonna follow Satan. That's really what it is. Either you're going to pursue things of Christ or you're gonna pursue things of this world. And there is no in between. If God desires you to have a woman, he'll present you with one. You'll see her. And I'm out here dating, fornicating, this happened and that happened, and I'm just going to fall into a good situation. It's like, that's why the divorce rate is the way it is, because people think that way. And that's not really what marriage is. You're trying to get to a place that's God and the God ordained covenant is asking for to bless that thing that you want. And me and my wife had to repent from all of the sinning that we did with each other before we got, married. You know, like, we literally had to be like, dog, Father, we repent for all of that sinning. Like, it's still things that we do sexually that we have to think back and be like, dang, you know, we used to do that before we were where we are now. And, you know, like, that was actually wrong. You know, and we had consequences for that stuff in our marriage because of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to be careful with what you're doing, because you don't really know the seeds that you plant in your tree that's going to turn into in your life, and you don't know what type of fruit is going to fall off that tree. But one thing for sure, you're going to have to eat it.
Man, hey, that's real though. That's real. And I think it does make a lot of sense, you know, to, as far as each person in the relationship staying focused on what they really want out of that other person and staying true to themselves and not, you know, with that, I believe you called it juice, I forgot, with that mix in there, you know, things can get kind of sloshy. I'm curious though, because look, back in the day, back in the Bible days, I mean, people was getting married at like 16 years old, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So like, they wasn't really waiting a super long time. Is it fair to have the exact same standards nowadays?
I think it's more fair.
Okay.
I think it's more fair these days because we can actually know more about the person than we could back in the day. Or no. I mean, we have to learn more about the person than we do back in the day. Because when we were in the village with that person in those biblical times, we didn't have transportation. People weren't coming in and out of this neighborhood. So the woman that you knew from down the block, you knew that woman from the time she grew up. So you know if she a little whore running around town or if she is a good God-fearing woman. You know what I'm saying? So I think nowadays you got to vet these chicks even more and be even more strict with your penis, because God knows the type of Carfax you're going to have to run on this woman before you can trust her with half your life. You feel me?
True.
So the standard hasn't even gotten 1 ounce weaker since that. If anything, the standard has made it that it's a more reason why it's so strict and so strong.
Yeah, that's a real point. That's true. I ain't got Carfax, just got like Facebook. No reviews on there, nothing.
Right. She could tell you that she brand new off the lot, got 110 miles brand new, and then you catch them Carfax from God and you say, boy, she got 230 on her.
He's like, why? He said, I told you not to swipe right. You Bro, you knew that swipe right was about to be too good to be true, bro. Why you swipe right on that? I was like, look, y'all out here just not paying attention, bro.
Well, yeah, because think about it. You know, now that information and, you know, we got the internet, social media, you know how Miles said, your wife, usually she grew up down the block. You know what I'm saying? She grew up in your tribe, or she grew up basically somewhere that you can travel to that wasn't far. But now, you know, we try and go international with shawties. We be trying to fly shawties out, not knowing, you know, if she looked the way she looked. We got catfishes out here. We got women who scamming out here. She gonna only want you for your money. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's a lot of deception that the devil has added into our everyday lives to make us think, you know, just doing anything willy-nilly is cool. And yeah, it ain't. Bro.
Like, what and you then, do for that purse, bro? You know what I'm saying?
Then,
like, what
then we've been brought up in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we was taught about porn, which is bad. We was taught about masturbation, which is bad. And we was like, nah, you know, it's good. Explore yourself. And you know what I'm saying? We've just been misled by people who didn't even follow God themselves. And that's why it's important for you individually, you know, to get in touch with the Lord. That's why in the New Testament, you know, he said there is no more tabernacle. You know, everyone is allowed to go back into the Holy of Holiest rooms. Mm-hmm. And you have to have that personal relationship. Like, everyone, this is why it's imperative for everyone to read the Bible. Not just go to church and get what the pastor's telling you. But you have to read it for yourself, because, you know, pastors now are teaching, you know, it's okay to be gay. And pastors are teaching, you know, it's just okay for you to still do like a couple of pagan things. And, you know, God understands. And, oh, yeah, he understands. He understands that you're going against his word.
Mm. Right.
And you got to know these things for yourselves. You got to be able to. Like he said, you gotta have that vision. You gotta be able to see through Satan's tactics and be like, nah, that's not what the Lord said, or nah, like, you playing me for a sucker. Like, you think I'm stupid.
So it speaks to me, and it's obviously, you know, something that I struggle with, because Miles knows that, you know, I grew up with like a dude that was on our basketball team and turned out to be, you know what I'm saying? He turned out to be gay, and you know, so I would never ever say, you know, I always struggle when I talk to you guys about it, I struggle with the judgment part of it, right? And say, you know, that was something Miles, I said, if you could speak to it for Visions and Tim, you know, what your explanation was, because it was something I struggled with. Say, wow, I don't want to pass judgment on someone else, right? But I also want to make sure I'm staying true and I'm staying obedient. How do you do that? You know, how do you navigate that?
You have to separate the sin from the person, because just because that person is choosing to sin that way, it doesn't mean that God hates them or doesn't love them, or you shouldn't like them or deal with them. What it's saying is God is not pleased with the sin in that person's life. And they will not have the connection that they need with God because of that sin that they're openly doing. And they're more susceptible to being tricked and defrauded by this world because they're going along with the agenda that aligns with the devil's ultimate tactic.
And,
so you can love that person. You can be friends with that person, but
there's just boundaries you got to draw.
So that sin, but that sin, I love the fact that you said that, because now we focus on the sin and we can understand that, you know, because the thing is, that was what I struggle with, because it's like, that's my brother. I don't care what he do and what he does in his bedroom and everything like that. But it's not about me having love for my brother. It's about me having hate for the sin that is being committed against. Okay. See what I'm saying? And that's what, wow, that's a lot, man. That's a lot.
No, that was dope, man. I ain't never heard it broken down like that, but it makes sense, you know, why you know, people who are gay or, you know, whatever they still choose, still go to church and still believe, because effectively it is a sin, right? So
yeah, it is.
I mean, no more, no less than any other sin, right?
Like yep. you really gotta look at God as like the ultimate parent, because that's what He is. Like he's the Father, but he's the Father that is able to do anything and everything. And so basically, picture like your father, all he did was give you a book, and that book just got a set of rules in it. And all he say is, follow these rules, and I'll give you everything that you want, son. And the same thing, you know, for women out there. Follow these rules, and I'll give you everything. He literally gives you everything that you need and want in this life to survive. And basically, some people receive those rules, and they like, okay, so, you know, I still love my father, but I don't like all his rules. So I'm going to do what I want to do. And he's like, okay, I ain't going to stop you, but I'm also not going to reward you with what I said I would reward you with. And it's simple. He's saying, like, you don't have to follow my rules, which is why he gave us the free will to choose, but don't expect my grace. You know what I'm saying? Like, basically, if your father tell you to go out there, he tell you don't do drugs so you don't go to jail. And he say, if you go to jail, don't call me. So you go out there and you get involved in drugs and you end up going to jail, and then he the first person you call. And he like, didn't I tell you not to call me? You went out there, you got yourself in some shit, and now you're gonna pay for it.
But you know what the funny thing is? He's such a parent that he gave us a book and put it in our pocket and take that with you.
He gave us a book.
So even while we in jail.
And he gave us a way out too, though. Because he also is saying you don't have to stay in your backslidden state forever. You can turn around as long as you got breath in your body.
All you got to do is ask for forgiveness and just repent, which means don't do it again, ever. Mm-hmm.
And humble yourself and walk away. And he'll give you the strength to not turn back to it. He not going to ask you to do something and then not give you the strength to complete the task. It's just, are you trained to ask for help when you need it, or are you trained to fall back into that sin because it feels good? Because most people got to come true. They don't want to be helped. They don't want to be rescued. They want the sin. And you just better know who you are. Do you want the sin, or do you want God? You know?
And to get to that point when you've been so far gone is the struggle, right? So what things that said, I know we touched on that, but what strategies can be used? I know something that worked really, really good for me, honestly, was fasting away from, you know, certain things that had become habits.
Oh, yeah.
as a man in this society without that type of foundation, bro. I'll be honest with you, man. It was like a pattern. It was a routine. It was a habit, man. And it was something that I didn't even notice I was doing until I started like talking to somebody that's married, especially like becoming recently single. It was, you know, I'm still at that point. I said, if you knew where I had started and I told you 25 days and I just said no, and then I, you struggle with it, man. What strategies would you use? You know, thinking without, you know, how to get to that point, because that's obviously something that's a journey. That's not something that happened overnight. Like I said, man, you've been on the path for so long that was your, you were, you know, it's almost like when you go driving to work, right? And then you finally get a day off, but you get in your car and you start driving to work. It's almost like you're doing on autopilot, right? The thing is, as a man that has never been, you know, piloted in such a way, it's my first time going to that location. You know, what tactics can I use to start to get those habits and routines? This is not some simple, you know, saying task. This is not some simple thing. This is an easy thing, especially for someone that is so far a certain direction. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Let me answer that. So I feel like what you need to do is you have to pray and you have to give something away to God, because the only thing that you really lacking from this whole situation is power, because your body is still running on the flesh power. but you really need the power from the spirit, because the spirit has the power to overpower the flesh, but the spirit needs to be charged just like the flesh needs to be charged. If you feed the flesh sin and pleasure, the body will reward you with endorphins. But if you feed the spirit with time and energy by reading the word of God, praying, and getting your mind together, the spirit will reward you with power over your flesh. But how long are you going to sit there to fill your gas tank up before you walk out into the world unprepared? So if you know that you early on in your walk, then you need to protect yourself more than somebody who maybe has been in it for longer, because they may not need that everyday refresh of what the word says on a specific thing.
Yeah. You know? Okay. So what's an example though? So you say giving something.
So maybe like it'd be sort of, for me, it was like a struggle because I was still in something that I told you my life I had been led down a certain type of path and lifestyle was a little bit different. So I was saying just like 7 days, was a lot, right? And I always tried to like do it, you know what I'm saying? And other stuff like that too. Like we were talking about like explicit porn and, you know what I'm saying? Like you don't realize how like your habits and your routines literally just become things you don't even think about. You know what I'm saying?
Tim, you would have to go on a fast and give something up that you really, really want. Like something that you would really miss throughout that day. Like if it's food, you would just do a fast from food. If it's entertainment or watching TV, you would give that away. And you would replace it with prayer, and you would just seek God's face. And the more you do that, the less you're going to want to sin, and the less you're going to want to be a part of the world, and the more you're going to want to gain that power, because you're going to actually be able to see the true vision for your life start to emerge, because God will be at the forefront of your mind for the first time in a long time. And even Jesus said, we're going to have to fast, we're going to have to pray to break certain demons and certain strongholds over our life. Because some sins, if they become habitual, they don't remain just sin. They turn into strongholds.
And look, the
and a stronghold can be generational and passed down to you from your
elders. Miles, I want to ask you right there. Yeah, Miles, I want to ask you about stronghold, right? They said, is it in the literal terms, or there's a difference in the biblical terms, like a stronghold, right? Because I think about it like, you know, those habits and those routines and those things that I'm starting to find out weren't the best things for me and my purpose, right? Those things were habits that I didn't even realize that were happening. I remember you had a specific term for, you know, the sins that you don't even know that you're doing, right? You don't even notice it. It's just a part of, you know, like I said, we're driving on autopilot. So I'm at the club this time. I go to this gym. I go to this place. I go to this spot. And I know if I hit this shorty up, how this night going to end. You know what I'm saying? So it was certain things like that it become, I didn't even think about it anymore, man. I know there was a specific term that you said, okay, the sins are the
habitual.
It was something like that, man. I can't speak to it. I wanted to see if you could remember what it was. But it was a part of like it was almost, you know, like I said, it was something that you already do and what was bad, but now it's a habit. So you don't even notice that you're doing it. You know what I'm saying? It was one that affected me. And I said, I'll be honest with y'all, man, we barbershop talk. It's a safe space, man. Like I was addicted to looking like at explicit content, and I already had a lady, you know what I'm saying? I already had a certain environment. I already had like it would be a lady here, there, you know what I'm saying? Like we'd have a good time, a little group, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, right after everybody sleep, I'm still up looking at this explicit content. So the thing is, I just did, you know what I'm saying, what you know what I'm saying, most dudes, you get, you know, two girls, whatever, woo, woo, woo. And, you know what I'm saying, I'm still in the habit of looking at this stuff, not because I wasn't satisfied or I have anything left in the tank, but it was literally because I was addicted.
It was
so I was literally addicted to looking at that shit after, you know what I'm saying? But so yeah. It was like, you know, and didn't get no pleasure out of it.
When you're dealing with a stronghold, even once the sin stops becoming pleasurable for you, the stronghold is still commanding you to do it, even though there's no energy, there's no pleasure even left derived from it no more. That's a stronghold. That's when your family drink, even though they're not even getting drunk. You know, your family, they gamble and they lose and it don't even matter. They just habitual about it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, once it gets to a stronghold, you have to fast, you have to pray, and you have to actually ask God to break that demon and principality off your life and the family members.
Even think about violence, bro. You know what I'm saying? I got family members that stay going in and out of jail,
exactly.
At the cookout, we just laugh about it. Like they just talk about it like this is okay. Oh, that's just crazy so and so. That's our crazy cousin. You know what I'm saying? Like we feel like
he's a habit.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Not all habits are good habits, you know what I'm saying?
Well, no, it's also a demon because any sin opens up the body for demonic oppression. So whatever you sin in can become demonically oppressed. So your penis can become oppressed by a demon. Your literal hand can become oppressed by a demon if you sin and you fornicate with it. So everything that you sin and fornicate and use on your body can become demonically oppressed by a demon.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So if you don't break those things off of your life, you could be literally shortening your life because you don't even realize your kidneys are being squeezed by a demon. And it got you, you know, drinking and doing this and all. It's like you don't really understand spiritually how dangerous it is to be in the world until God shows you through them God goggles what in the world is going on in the spiritual realm, you know?
I ain't gonna lie, man. Mr. Business Life at Miami was so fun, dog. I was like, man, this can't be sin. This feel like the Garden of Eden. Now, this, but you know what, man? Like, you know what we say right after we had the weekend that we had, bro, it was like, wow, that was a whole lot of wasted energy. Like it was, you know what I'm saying? Obviously we're in different paths and things like that. And obviously it was fun, but it was temporary fun because we had to come back to reality and realize that our purpose, you know what I'm saying, as much fun as we had, like what drove us to, like, you know, by the day we were getting invited to do stuff. Okay. We were like, we don't want that no more. We want this.
Hold on, Chris. Think about it like this. Your life is a story that's being written. What was those pages about? So is your life at the end going to be filled up with a whole bunch of meaningless pages, or are you going to have some purpose?
Sheesh. Yeah.
That's the question.
That's the question. So that's what I'm saying. Like, until you truly tapped into God and you give him full submission over your soul, your body, everything, that's when you actually can see how much demonic oppression you might truly be under. Because if you still allowing yourself to willfully sin in any area, then that means a demon still has full rights legally in the spirit to inhabit your body.
See, and you know, that said, you know, that speaking on that fasting, you won't realize that until you go 20 days without something. And you sitting there like, okay, I can go 7 days. I can do 7 days, but you never do it. And then you go 20 days without it. And you say, you know what? I'm just going to discipline myself. No 20 days. And I realized the only way I did it was the last time I ever tried it. And I tried it because the thing is I had tied that to, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to tell God, I said, God, you know what I'm saying? I'm struggling with this. I'm having difficulty. This is not, ain't going the way it's going. You know what I'm saying? You know what? I'm going to do this. No explicit content. And for 25 days, it was a struggle, bro. I was sitting there, I was like, this is embarrassing, dog. I literally have a shorty laying up under me right now, and then she's doing what I need her to do. And I'm still struggling not to look at this stuff. That was what was crazy to me. There was a movie that came out. It was like Jordan Love Hewitt or something like that, the actor or whatever. And it was something that he was just like, he had bad shorties in and out. And the thing is, he couldn't even go like one day without, you know what I'm saying, looking at that content, you know what I'm saying?
Because it's a full body possession at that point. That demon has full possession over the command of your will, because you willfully gave that demon command over your will. So you don't get to choose when to want to look at this content. The demon chooses when, and the demon wants it all the time, because he's using your body to, he's been disembodied. Like, a demon used to live back in ancient Egypt or whatever, like when they used to roam the world, like, and really walk around. But then when they died in the flood, their spirit still exists. So they know what it's like to feel, to have human bodies and to have pleasure. But they can only get those pleasures by possessing a body that's willing to sin and allow them to do it. And you're the open vessel for them when you do that.
Mind blown. Wrap it up. Y'all hear wildin'. You said, welcome to Miami.
But anything else? Because that's, I'm gonna conclude here, because we could go on forever.
Why love but hurts. Why love hurts, just, man. And you know, why we didn't get to the.
I just want to say thank y'all so much for coming through to the pod, and I appreciate y'all.
One love, brother.
No doubt.
Learn a lot all the time.
Welcome to the Caligo Universe, where I, Miles Brown, will be introducing a brand that wants to create a safe space for non-believers and new to the faith baby Christians in Christ to ask questions about the Bible and have them answered by a faithful follower of Jesus Christ. To support this brand and our vision to spread the true gospel of Jesus Christ, please visit caligo.store. It will open at the end of January. The brand prays for your safety. Amen. Now to our show.